Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Nedarim, Daf Mem Dal, the fourth parak, Ein Bein Hamudar. So the three tops we're going to focus on are when a Braisa taught, Hamafkir said Dehu, Koshoshi Yam Yachu Achzerbo, one who was Mafkir his field, he may retract during the first 3 days. Makan Ve'elach Ein Yachu Achzerbo, but henceforth he cannot retract. The Braisa continues that if he said it should be hefker for 1 day, or other limited periods of time, then he can retract without limitations until someone acquires a field. The Gemara comments that it appears that the first case reflects the opinion of the Rabbanan, and the second case is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Ran explains that this entire sugya is operating within Rabbi Yochanan's initial understanding of Rabbi Yossi, which was refuted, that Hefka remains in the domain of the owner until someone acquires it, and he may retract it until then. The first case, which states he can only retract for 3 days, must be the opinion of the Rabbanan. They hold that midrashic that he cannot retract at all, but the rabbis instituted an ability to retract to prevent people from being mafkir their field in order to exempt them from the mitzvah obligations and then reacquiring them. Deeming it a retraction avoids the hefker, so it's obligated in mitzvah. The second case, which states he can retract without limit, is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Point number two, Ula answers that the entire Braisa can be the opinion of the Rabbanan. The reason why he can retract his hefker without any time limit is because this case, where he was only mafkir for a limited time, is highly unusual, and it indicates that he intends for it to return to his domain. Therefore, we assume he also intends that even while it's hefker, it should remain his until someone acquires, like Rabbi Yossi holds, is the case with every hefker. Rish Lakish answers that the entire Braisa can be according to Rabbi Yossi. The reason why he cannot retract after 3 days is midrabbanan, though ishtacha toras hefker, so that the concept of hefker is not forgotten. The Ran explains that if the owner can retract forever, they will think that whoever acquires it is receiving it directly from the owner as a gift, rather than acquiring it from hefker. They'll mistakenly conclude that it's obligated in miser, as in the case of a gift, and uses produce to separate obligations on truly obligated tevel, or the reverse, which is not valid since the produce is truly hefker and exempt from miser deraisa. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Reish Lakish from a Braisa. Hamafkir is karmo, ulshachar amur b'tsaro, one who was mafkir's vineyard, and the next morning arose and harvested it, and reacquired it. Chai beperet uba'olos, uba'shikha uba'peya, upatamina meiser. He's obligated in peret olos, shikha, and peya, based on a drasha that directly obligates him in these things in such a case, and he's patur from meiser. The Gemara explains that according to Ula, who said the previous Braisa is going to the Rabbanan, this is understood. For although the rabbis instituted that he may retract for 3 days, and therefore if he reacquires the field, he would be chayv meiser, that is only mid the Rabbanan. And this Braisa is expressing the fact that mid the Raisa, he's pater. However, according to Reish Lakish, that the previous Braisa was according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds the owner can retract without a time limit, why would he be pater from meiser in this case? The Gemara answers that Reish Lakish can interpret this Braisa as following the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Gemara will offer another answer on the next off. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. A Braisa taught, Hamafkir Sedehu, Koshoshi Yamim Yachu Rachzerbo. One who is Mafkir's field, he may retract during the first 3 days, Mekan Me'elach in Yachu Rachzerbo, but henceforth, he cannot retract. The Braisa continues that if he said it should be hefker for 1 day, or other limited periods of time, then he can retract without limitations until someone acquires a field. The Gemara comments that it appears that the first case reflects the opinion of the Rabbanan, and the second case is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Ran explains that this entire sugya is operating within Rabbi Yochanan's initial understanding of Rabbi Yossi, which was refuted, that hefker remains in the domain of the owner until someone acquires it, and he may retract it until then. The first case, which states he can only retract for 3 days, must be the opinion of the Rabbanan. They hold that midrashic that he cannot retract at all, but the rabbis instituted an ability to retract to prevent people from being mafkir their field in order to exempt them from the mitzvah obligations and then reacquiring them. Deeming it a retraction avoids the hefker, so it's obligated in mitzvah. The second case, which states he can retract without limit, is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Point number 2, Ula answers that the entire Braisa can be the opinion of the Rabbanan. The reason why he can retract his hefker without any time limit is because this case, where he was only mafkir for a limited time, is highly unusual, and it indicates that he intends for it to return to his domain. Therefore, we assume he also intends that even while it's hefker, it should remain his until someone acquires, like Rabbi Yossi holds, is the case with every hefker. Reish Lakish answers that the entire Braisa can be according to Rabbi Yossi. The reason why he cannot retract after 3 days is midrabbanan, though ishtacha toras hefker, so that the concept of hefker is not forgotten. The Ran explains that if the owner can retract forever, they will think that whoever acquires it is receiving it directly from the owner as a gift, rather than acquiring it from a hefker. They'll mistakenly conclude that it's obligated in miser, as in the case of a gift, and uses produce to separate obligations on truly obligated tevel, or the reverse, which is not valid since the produce is truly hefker and exempt from miser deraisa. And point number three, the Gemara challenges Reish Lakish from a braisa. Hamafkir is karmo, ulshachar amur b'tsaro, one who was mafkir his vineyard, and the next morning arose and harvested it and reacquired it. Chai beperet ubeolos ubeshivcha ubepeya upatamina meiser. He's obligated in peret olos shivcha and peya based on a drasha that directly obligates him in these things in such a case, and he's pater from meiser. The Gemara explains that according to Ula, who said the previous braisa is going to the Rabbanan, this is understood. For although the rabbis instituted that he may retract for 3 days, and therefore if he reacquires the field, he would be chayv meiser, that is only mid the Rabbanan. And this braisa is expressing the fact that mid the raisa, he's pater. However, according to Reish Lakish, that the previous braisa was according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds the owner can retract without a time limit, why would he be pater from meiser in this case? The Gemara answers that Reish Lakish can interpret this braisa as following the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Gemara will offer another answer on the next daf. All right, so now we go to our siman daf mem dalet, and our standard siman is mud. Mud. So here goes. The frustrated man who has mafkir his property that got covered by a mudslide, knowing that he had only 3 days to retract, had second thoughts when his neighbor made a highly unusual hefker for a day, indicating that the field should return to his domain. So he arose the next morning and harvested his mud-covered vineyard, which was now chayv in peret and olos, but midoraisa, pater from meiser. Once again, it's slow motion. The frustrated man who was mafkir his property that got covered by a mudslide, that must mean daf mem dalet, mud. The frustrated man who was mafkir's property that got covered by a mudslide, knowing that he had only 3 days to retract, which reminds us of Braisa taught, one who was mafkir's field may retract during the first 3 days, but henceforth he cannot retract. The Braisa continues that if he said it should be hefker for 1 day or other limited periods of time, that he can retract without limitations until someone acquires the field. The Gemara seeks to determine if this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbanan. So the frustrated man who was mafkir's property that got covered by a mudslide, knowing that he had only 3 days to retract, had second thoughts when his neighbor made a highly unusual hefker for a day, indicating that the field should return to his domain, which reminds us, Ula said that the entire braisa can be the opinion of the Rabbanan. The reason why he can retract his hefker without any time limit is because this case, where he was only mafkir for a limited time, is highly unusual and indicates that he intends for it to return to his domain. Therefore, we assume he also intends that even while it's hefker, it should remain his until someone acquires it, like Rabbi Yossi holds is the case with every hefker. So, the frustrated man who was mafkir's property that got covered by a mudslide, knowing that he had only 3 days to retract, had second thoughts when his neighbor made a highly unusual hefker for a day, indicating that the field should return to his domain. So he arose the next morning and harvested his mud-covered vineyard, which was now chayv and peret and olulos, but midoraisa. Pater from Meiser, which reminds us, the Gemara challenges Reish Lakish's opinion from a braisa that said that one who was mafkir's vineyard and the next morning arose and harvested it and reacquired it is obligated in peret and olos, shichah and peya, and is pater from Meiser. So once again, the frustrated man who was mafkir's property that got covered by a mudslide, knowing that he'd only 3 days to retract, had second thoughts when his neighbor made a highly unusual hefker for a day, indicating that the field should return to his domain. So he arose the next morning and harvested his mud-covered vineyard, which was now chayv in peret and olos, but midoraisa, pater from meiser. All right, now it's time for a four b'lapach hazara. When swimming at the camp pool, that must be more in daf, mem, mayim, pool. When swimming at the camp pool is interrupted by an infirmary announcement that whoever does not visit the sick is as if he spills blood, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a number of statements about the importance of Bikur Cholim, such as Rabbi Kiva's, Kol mi she'ein mevaker cholim ki'ilu shofech damim. Anyone who does not visit the sick is as if he spills blood. So, when swimming at the camp pool is interrupted by an infirmary announcement that whoever does not visit the sick is as if he spills blood, and some boys ran to do the mitzvah knowing there would be a great reward in this world, which reminds us, Rav said, Kol mevaker zocho nitzo medina shel gehenem. Anyone who visits the sick is saved from the judgment of Gehenem, and then details reward in this world, such as he'll be saved from the Yitzhahara, suffering, and all will be honored through him. So, when swimming at the camp pool was interrupted by an infirmary announcement that whoever does not visit the sick is as if he spills blood, and some boys ran to do the mitzvah knowing there would be a great reward in this world, the ones who stayed behind got caught in a strong rain that filled the volume of a nearby river, which reminds us, Rabin said in the name of Rav, Mitra b'marava sada rabba pras. When rain falls in the west, meaning Eretz Yisrael, the Euphrates is a great witness thereof. The Euphrates River increases in volume as a result of the rain in Eretz Yisrael. If the rainwater may be the majority of the river volume, the river would become disqualified as a mikveh because rainwater is only valid when stationary, as opposed to river is fed by natural springs. Daf Mem Alf. So the simmer Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The proud grandma, grandma. That must mean one Daf Mem Alf. Ma, grandma. The proud grandma who was busy boasting to her friends that her grandson has everything, since he has Das, which reminds us, the Gemara provides many pshatim on the meaning of the punishment of being Bechoser Kol, lacking everything. Rav Nachman explained it to mean lacking Deya, understanding relating to Rav Nachman's comment. Abai said, Naktinen ein ani el b'deya. We have a tradition that there is no truly poor person except one poor in understanding. In Eretz Yisrael, they would say, the dabe kulbe, the lo dabe mabe. He who has this understanding within him has everything within him. He who does not have this within him, what does he have within him? So the proud grandma who was busy boasting to her friends that her grandson has everything, since he has Das, was distressed when he called, saying he was sick and forgot all his learning, which reminds the Gemara discusses the after effects of illness, one of them being forgetting one's learning. It relates that Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi both became ill and had to be reminded of material that they themselves had taught. So the proud grandma who was busy boasting to her friends that her grandson has everything, since he has Das, was distressed when he called saying he was sick and forgot all his learning, but not to worry since the doctor he was Mudra Hanafram was able to see him. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis stated regarding one who another was Mudra Hanafram, Umarpe Rufus Nefesh Avelo Rufus Mamon. He may heal him, a healing of the Nefesh, but not a monetary healing. After rejecting its first pshat, the Gemara explains that the healing of the Nefesh means to heal his body, and a monetary healing means his animal. Healing the sick is a mitzvah which is permitted to perform for a Mudra Hana because we consider his benefit to be incidental to the doctor's mitzvah. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more in Daf Mem Beis. The mobster who insists that Pradas he made Usher to a competing crime family remained Usher during Shemitah, which reminds us we have Melchokas, the fruit forbidden by Neder become permitted in Shemitah. The Gemara initially assumes the Melchokas is about if Adam Oster Dabesh Mereshuso, Afil Gashiyates Mereshuso, a person may forbid something in his domain for even after it leaves his domain. So the mobster who insisted that Pradas he made Usher to a competing crime family remained Usher during Shemitah, finally conceded that the Pradas became Mutter to them because he said, my possessions and not these possessions, which reminds the Gemara discusses if the Neder of Nachasai Alecha, my possessions, becomes permitted when it leaves his ownership. So the mobster who insisted that Pradas he made Usher to a competing crime family remained Usher during Shemitah, finally conceded that the Pradas became Mutter to them because he said, my possessions and not these possessions, but he sent them a warning that they better not enter his field since the trees were on the border, which reminds us, a person who was forbidden through a netter from someone's produce during Shemitah may not enter the field forbidden by netter, but he may eat fruit from trees hanging outside the property that he can obtain without entering. Ula said the mission, speaking about trees which are standing on the border, their fruit can be reached without entering the property, and for them, the property is not hefker for entering, but he may indeed enter the property to reach otherwise inaccessible fruit. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim said, Gezer Shemi Yishiba Amida, it's a rabbinical decree, lest he delay while standing. Daf Mem Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The Magazine Collector magazine, that must be more on Daf Mem Gimel. The magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudra Hana from him, which reminds us, Abai explained that the rabbis decreed that one may not borrow from a Mudra Hana for fear he may come to lend to him. So, the magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudra Hana from him, was mafkir and placed on a fence the rare Nadari magazine that was not available elsewhere, which reminds us, the mission brings him out locus, whether one can be mafkir to provide goods to one who was Mudra Hana. So, the magazine collector who could not lend or even borrow a magazine from his friend, who was Mudra Hana from him, was mafkir and placed on a fence the rare Nadari magazine that was not available elsewhere, because the friend wanted to read an article about whether there's a gezerah by Hefker because of the incident of the gift of Beis Choron. Which reminds us, Rav explains that Rabbi Yossi's reason forbidding one to be mafkir to provide goods to one who is Mudra Hana is because of a decree of the gift of Beis Choron. This refers to Mishnah on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph about an incident where someone wanted to invite his father who is Mudra Hana from him to his wedding. To facilitate this, he gifted the courtyard and banquet to a third party It subsequently became evident that the gift was insincere and still forbidden to the father, and because of this, Rabbi Yossi holds that rabbis decree that all similar cases be forbidden, lest the mafker express his true intent and invalidate the hefker. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff when the Rav explained that Rabbi Yossi does not permit being mafker to provide goods for Mudr Hanad due to the gezer because of a gift to Beis Choron? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good number 2. Which stuff did we learn that one who is mafker his field, he may retract during the first 3 days, but henceforth he cannot retract? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good number 3. Which stuff did we discuss why one may not enter forbidden property during Shemitah to pick fruit? That's on Daf Membeis. Good number 5. Which stuff leave the Machlokas is whether one can be mafker food and place it on a fence to provide it to one who is mudr hana from him? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good number 6. Which stuff do we learn that there's no shear for beaker choling? That's on Daf Lamates. Good number 7. Which stuff do we discuss a case where one was mafker's vineyard and the next morning he arose and harvested and reacquired it? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Good number 8. Which stuff do we learn that the rabbis decree that one may not borrow from a mudr hana for fear he may come to lend him? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Good number 9. Which stuff did we learn that one who has das has everything? That's on Daf Mem Alef. Good number 10. Which stuff did we learn that Gula says that being mafker for a limited time is highly unusual and indicates that one intends for the item to return to his domain? That's on Daf Mem Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.